Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is most politicians in most countries and states are going too far, ordering lockdowns that go beyond what is strictly demanded by science. Well, let's start with the most basic question, folks. Does a complete lockdown, ordering people to stay at home and ordering small businesses closed indefinitely, reduce the rate of infection compared to just asking people to maintain their distance, to wearing a mask only if you are sick or compromised health, and to washing your hands? So far, there's no evidence that it does. Many of the Asian countries that applied relatively mild restraints, notably North Korea, Taiwan, and Singapore, have performed better than the United States or Western Europe. According to Daniel Hannan, Washington Examiner magazine, looking at state by state within the United States, the states that have imposed the lightest restrictions and opened businesses are faring much better than average. However, that might prove nothing because the main correlation is with population density or climate, he says. When there is a panic in the air, we want safety at all costs, of course. However, the liberal socialist politicians, liberal media, and the Democrat Party want to flatten the entire United States economy so that President Trump does not win re-election. We are being manipulated by those who we have elected. Some of those are those who propose massive state coercion, enforcing by force or threat, and restrain or dominate by nullifying the individual will. Also, the limitation of traditional liberties, our civil rights, to prove their case. What has been the effect of the shutdown on people's welfare and the economy? Our economy refers to human interaction, intended to maximize health and happiness. We get the leaders we deserve, though some of the liberal leaders are doing an injustice to us, the people. Are we being deceived? Social distancing, confined to our homes, wearing masks, crashing the economy, causing church to be irrelevant. We're social beings. That's innate. That's what makes us human. The COVID-19 death rate is still small compared with other epidemics of the last 100 years. Why in this great nation do we have hysteria about this one respiratory virus? Is it all a way of attacking President Trump? Is it all a way for the deep state to control us? Let's not kid ourselves. Politics, especially left-wing politics, are an immense part of this crisis. God help us. Remember what President Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said?
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm Jane Ruster. I'm a patriot, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.